Hilchos Orev, Halacha Aleph. Orev, b'shas mat mois, mishtabed miyad. Liachar mat mois, einoi mishtabed, ela bekinyan. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, again, there's a transaction taking place. Reuven is lending Shimon $100,000. Reuven says, I'm not going to, when you come to get the money, I want you to bring somebody else with you. I want him to be present at the time I'm lending you the money. I want him to be there and see it. And we're going to have witnesses there that are going to see that I'm lending you this money and that you're agreeing to pay it back by this and this day. And if you don't, this other person is liable. He's responsible. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, if this takes place at the time the money is being given over, then that Orev becomes liable immediately. Even if there's no kinyan made or anything like that, by being there at the time the money was being given over, and in front of two kosher witnesses, this was all said very, very clearly, the Orev is locked in. Whereas, if Reuven lends the money to Shimon, lends him $100,000 for 6 months, 2 months later, he hears that Shimon's having difficulties in business, different things, and Reuven gets nervous. He's concerned. He's got $100,000 of my money. How do I know I'm going to get it back? He calls up Shimon. He says, you know that low money I lent you? I'm a little bit concerned. I want you to find me an Orev. I want you to find somebody, a friend of you, or somebody that knows you to, that's willing to commit that if you don't pay them, if it's done in that way, then the Orev is not liable unless there was an actual kinyan made. There has to be an action, a kinyan, lifting up a handkerchief, different ways that a kinyan is made that show that this is a serious commitment. And only then is the Orev liable that if the other person doesn't pay, if Shimon doesn't pay on time, Levi is forced to have to give the money instead of him. Al pi ma shekosav Rabbeinu Zal al posuk ki seitze la milchama, Rav Nosson Zal says we're going to explain this based on chapter 280 in Likutei Moran, which begins with the words Kisei Tzimulchama, where Rabbeinu Zal says there, Shetzorech lekasher machshavtoi b'shas hamasu matan ela toiro. That a Jew has to see to it that his brain, at the time he's conducting business, that his brain should be attached to the Torah. Vayidezeh, because there are certain people, when they get involved in business, it occupies their mind totally. They forget to daven mincha. They forget to call their wife. They forget to eat. The whole brain, they get swallowed up in what they're doing, and they could forget Hashem, chas v'shalom. So Rabbeinu Zal says a person has to see to it while he's conducting business to attach his brain to the Torah. And this gives the emuna the ability to refine, to extract the holy sparks that are found in money or in business transactions that are being transacted in real estate or other things. There are these nitzutzos. There are these holy sparks that need a tikkun. They need an elevation. And that's really what business is all about. It's all about refining these holy sparks that have fallen into all of these materialistic things, cars, houses, boats, real estate, all kinds of things. And the way that we refine those holy sparks is through emuna. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. I've mentioned this before, but it pays to repeat it. I heard this from one of the leaders of Breslov, Rabbi Yochaim Rosen, Zichron Avrocha, 40 years ago. He mentioned there's a famous Gemara that says, the Gemara speaks about two types of people. A person who devotes full time to religion. They don't work, they're devoted full time to studying Torah, Yiddishkeit, etc. That's one person. And there's another person and that person has to live, they have to eat. How do they eat? They're supported by other people. They get assistance from parents, from the community, whatever it is, the government. they're being assisted financially by outside sources. That's one type of person. There's another person who earns his own keep. He works, he studies Torah also, but he works and earns. He doesn't take money, I'm not taking money. Nobody else is supporting me. I don't want anybody else. I want to support myself. The Gemara refers to these two as a Yirei Hashem versus a Nehene Miyagia Kapov. The Yirei Hashem is the person who's devoted totally to religion, to Ruchnius. Nehene Miyagia Kapov means a person who benefits from the labors of his own hands. He earns his own keep. So the Gemara says, Godoil Hanene Miyagia Kapov Yoiser Miyirei Shamayim. That a person who benefits from his own hands, he supports himself, is greater than a Yirei Shamayim, greater than the one who's devoting full time to Ruchnius. How do we know this? The Gemara says, because there are two psukim. There's a pasuk that says, Ashrei Yirei Hashem. Fortunate is the one who is spiritual. Whereas when it comes to the person who works to earn his own livelihood, it says, there's a pasuk that says, Yegia kapecho ki sochel ashrecho v'tovloch. That if you support yourself, ashrecho, you're fortunate, v'tovloch, and it's good for you. It's a double blessing. The Yirei Hashem just gets ashrecho, the Nerebi Kapov gets two blessings. So the rabbis ask, you mean to say that just for working, just for going to work, just for earning your own living, the Torah blesses you, that it'll be fortunate for you in this world, and you'll be blessed in the next world, just for going to work? And they explain, one of the explanations that they give is that the wording in the pasuk there is, Nene Miyagia Kapoi, a person who benefits from the labor of his hands, meaning we're talking about a person who, even when he goes to work, his brain is still connected to Hashem. His brain is still attached to the Torah. It's not that when I'm in shul, when I'm learning religion, when I leave there, I take off my kippah, now no more Hashem. Now it's me and in the sharks. It's me fighting the sharks to make the million or the billion, and in business, anything goes, you know, chas v'shalom. So that's what it means, that a person like that who is nene miyegia kapoi, he benefits from the labor of his hands, while keeping his brain connected to Hashem, attached to Hashem, that person gets this double blessing. He remembers the Torah, even when he's at work. He upholds the Torah in every way, in dealing with women, in dealing in business, every facet of Yiddishkeit. It's not that he substitutes Yiddishkeit with work. Nothing, that for these 10 days, I'm a working man. It's strictly business. The religion I leave at home, when I come back home, I become religious again, nothing like that. So the question was asked, okay, that's fine if a person's chopping wood or doing other things where they don't really have to have their brain in it. So the person could be thinking Torah, they can be thinking religion even when they're at work. What about a person whose work requires concentration, real concentration of the brain? They have to have their head into what they're doing. They're making delicate, difficult decisions. What about that person? And the explanation that was given is that in the brain, there's two sections. There's the outer section and there's the inner. There's the chitzoni and the pnimi. So that even a person who has to apply his brains when he's working, he's a doctor, he's a business, whatever it is, even that person, he's allowed to and required to apply a certain amount of his brain to his work. But there's a certain part of the brain, the pnimi of the seichel, which that's devoted only to Hashem. I never let go of Hashem completely. That even the doctor, even the most person's a surgeon, he's in the middle of a surgery, does not forget that he's a messenger from Hashem, and that he wants Hashem to guide his hand and to lead him and to be able to do the right thing. So that even a person like that, The pasuk says he's hanena miyegia kapoi, that again, he's earning his own living from his hands, from his brain, but still a certain part of his brain is always connected to Hashem. He gets this double blessing of ashrecho v'toivloch. And that's what Rabbeinu Zal is referring over there, that when a person's involved in masumatan, he has to make sure to attach his machshava to the Torah, either the entire machshava or at least the pnimius of the machshava should be connected to the Torah. Nimtza, we see therefore back inside, she'ikar hamasa umatan hu bechinas Torah ve'emuna, that the main thing behind in business is the Torah and faith in Hashem. Because as Rabbein Azal explained over there, what you see going on in business, that this person bought a building and this person sold a building, that's on the surface. That's in a baby form what's taking place. On a much deeper level, there are holy sparks being transferred from one person to the other person so that they can be elevated. There are souls that are found in these things that need a tikkun, that need elevation, that could only be done if there is a connection to the Torah and to Emunah. Ushnei b'chinoi selu motzinu beguf hamasumatn gamkein. And these two concepts, the Torah and Emunah, we find in business also. Ki roiv hamasumatn hunasa al yidei hamois v'chafetzim. Because most of business involves money and objects. Heim b'china v'hamois, heim b'chinas Torah. And money represents Torah. Kimarumas b'divir Rabbein Azal, as Rabbein Azal writes in chapter 204 in Likutei Moran, Shekosav, he writes that mo'os, the word mo'os, which means money, makes up the first letters of the words ve'ein aveira mechabe Torah, that a sin can negate the reward for a mitzvah, but it cannot negate the reward for the study of Torah. Torah is so powerful that even a sin does not extinguish the light of Torah. Gam kosa b'makom acher, Rabbein Azal also writes in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, Shemomoin roshei tevois mishom nisasher Moshe, that the word momoin, which means money, makes up the first letters of the words in the Gemara where it says Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy from there. Where did he get his wealth from? From the Torah, from the chips of the Luchos. When Hashem gave the tablets were made from an incredibly expensive, precious stone. And the chips of the Luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu got to keep, and that's what made him so wealthy. Dehainu min haluchos, from the tablets, Shehem haTorah, which are the Torah. So we see that the Torah is associated with money and wealth. V'hachafotzim, and the different articles that are being transacted in business. Persons buying wheat, commodities, gold, silver, whatever it is. Hein bebechinas emuna. They are associated with emuna. Kishom hanitzoitzois hanefulois. Shehem nitzoitze hamalchus shubechinas emuna. Because in all of these articles, in gold, in silver, in cars, in pens, whatever things people are buying and selling, are found sparks of holiness from the fallen emuna, people who fall in their faith in Hashem. That holiness that falls into these things, into these materialistic possessions. V'alkein roiv hamasu matn nasaide mois dafka, and this is why the majority of business is transacted using money, not barter. People, most of it is buying and selling with money. Vayide mois yecholim liknois hakoil, and usually with money you can purchase anything. Vahakoil nasa ide amois, and everything can be done with money. If you want to exchange, if you want to barter, then we have to see if we need this or we don't need it. We're interested or not. Money talks. Ukemashikosa, as the pasuk says in Koheles, vahakesef yane es hakoil. Money is solves all problems, all transactions. If you can come up with cash, you can have whatever it is. Ki amasu matn hu lenasei ulahalois hanitzoitzois velitnom lemekoimam. Because all business is about elevating these holy sparks that are found in those materialistic things and putting them back into their proper place. Kemo shekosav Rabbeinu Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran. Ach ein lo he'emuna koyach lehisnase velalois kim al yidei haTorah. However, emuna, faith, does not have the power, the ability to elevate these sparks without the support of the Torah, as we mentioned earlier. You need both. V'alkein, al yedei ha-mois, shubim chines Torah, and therefore through money, which we showed before represents the power of the Torah, menasin kol ha-masu matin. That helps you elevate and conclude all business transactions. And a person can acquire all types of merchandise through money. Because all the different holy sparks of faith, of this fallen faith that's found in these all types of merchandise, it's difficult for that holiness to be elevated. Unless they're receiving an injection of power, of light from the Torah. And therefore, through money, which symbolizes the Torah, through that, when a person comes up with the money for the Torah, then those sparks immediately are elevated. And that's what makes it that the people, both sides, are usually very ready, very quick to do any kind of transaction when the cash is there, when the cash is available. Because the money in this case represents the power of the Torah, giving us the ability to refine, to fix any holy sparks that are found in that merchandise, in the thing that's being transacted. Vial came, and therefore, midoiraisa kesef koina. The Gemara tells us, based on the standard law of the Torah, money acquires. If you're paying money for something, you don't have to make any additional kinyan. You don't have to pick the thing up. You don't have to move it. You don't have to transfer it into your warehouse. Having given over the money, that completes the deal. Midoraisa. Ki al yedei hamois, shibchinas Torah, mekabeles u'emuna koyach, because through money, which in this case represents the power of the Torah, through that the emuna gets the power, v'alkein tzorech laham in dvorov, and therefore, once the money has been given over, both sides of the transaction must be trustworthy. They must fulfill the agreement. They must fulfill whatever commitment they made. Laham in dvorov lekayim hamekach, to fulfill the transaction, you know, to make sure that the transaction is concluded. And this is why we had the halacha that a co-signer who's present at the time that the money is being given over, he becomes immediately liable. He must uphold and fulfill his commitment. Because the money that was given represents the Torah, which gives the emunah the power. And when the emunah has the strength, then you must fulfill your commitment. But if the orei first shows up, if the co-signer first shows up a day later, a month later, whatever, ein mishtabed. He does not become obligated just by saying so. Says there's no money being transacted at this point in time. So the emunah does not have that power. And therefore this person who originally agreed to be a co-signer can change his mind. And then he's not liable. Even though a few minutes ago he said, I'm in, I'll do it, he can change his mind. Kiyim b'kinyan, unless an actual kinyan was made. Ki ha-kinyan sudar, because when a kinyan is made, for example, taking hold of a kerchief, lifting it up, some, you know, the hu gam kein bebechinas zu, that also has the same power as the Torah does in what we mentioned earlier. Ki ha-begodim heim bebechinas bina, ki yadua, because clothing, usually a kinyan is made by handing over an article of clothing, something like that, and clothing comes from Bina, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Umishom yoitzeis ha-Torah, and the Torah also comes from Bina. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Val titoish Torah simecha, do not forsake the Torah of your mother. Ve'im labina, and the mother is represents Bina. Ve'ze bechinas kivosim lilvushecha. Sha'atoyroh bechinas lilvushim kanal. There's a pasuk that tells us, that compares the Torah to kivosim, to the wool of sheep, which is again is what clothing is made from. Ve'zehu kinyan sudar. This is the kinyan that's made with a kerchief. Shenilkach habeged biyotoy, where he takes the garment in his hand. Vazai, and then ho emuna shibayadaim, the emuna which is represented by the hands, bebchinas vayehi yodov emuna, as the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu had his hands outstretched in a display of faith to Hashem, kama shekosav Rabbeinu Shem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 280, mikabeles koyach min abegodim, receives power from the clothing, Shein Bechinas Torah Kanal, which corresponds to Torah, because they both come from Bina. The Torah comes from Bina, and the clothing comes from Bina. Vaza yesh koyach lo emuna. And then the emuna has power to close, to lock in the transaction. V'alkein tzorech lekayim ulaham in dvorov. Therefore, if a kinyan was made, then the orev is locked in. He can't change his mind anymore. He must fulfill his agreement. V'alkein kinyan sudar moil bechol dovor. And that's why this kind of kinyan, which is done by taking a garment, works in all situations. Kai dezeh nischazei ko emuna kanal. Because we said the clothing in this case represents the Torah. And when the Torah is plugged in, then the emuna is powerful. That's why the rabbis say b'shas matmois mishtabed orev. At the time that money is being given over, the co-signer is locked in. He's committed. Shekein al emunasoi hilvohu. And the Gemara says, you know why? Because it's based on the faith, that the lender had in the co-signer, that he was willing to lend the money to Shimon, based on the faith he had in Levi. Hainu sheish koyach loho emuna al yedei amois kanal. Rav Nosson says, you look at the wording in the Shulchan Aruch, it's using the terminology that Rav Nosson is using. That it's that again, if the orev was present at the time the money was being given over, then it's based on his faith, based on the faith that the lender had in the orev that he's giving over this money. So we see here that there's emuna involved here. And we said that the emuna gets power when it's plugged into Torah or when it's plugged into what represents Torah. What represents Torah is money, and what represents Torah is garments. The two things that we spoke about here that apply to really locking in the transaction.